Yesterday we were learning about, when it comes to the Koshel Bracha, the 10 things in which the Gemara discusses apply to them. And we mentioned also that there are only 4 in which are Nohig nowadays, namely Shtifa, Docha, the rinsing and the washing of the cup, the inside and the outside, Chai, which we translate as undiluted, and also Moli, that it should be full. We can now continue discussing the other 6. The Shulchan Aruch tells us mikabel b'shtei yadav, that when the kosher bracha is given to you, you should take it in both of your hands. Ukshemaskul varech, when you begin to say the bracha, notlo b'yamino velo yisayea l'smolo, you should only hold it in your right hand, and that your left hand should not support it. And this, the Ramah says, v'haynu dafka shlo tiga hasmol b'kos, that your left hand should not be touching it. Avim no sin hasmol tachas hayamin l'sayu mutar. If you want to put your left hand underneath your right one so as to support it, that is something which is not a problem. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and brings down the words of the Taz, and he says, "Tam hu kedei laharos chavivus kabolas hakos alav." The reason in which why we take the cup with two hands, after all, a cup isn't that big, you can probably just hold it with one, is to show our chavivus, our desire to fulfill this particular mitzvah. V'yachar kach ochso biyad echad. However, we don't hold on to this cup forever with two hands, we only have it in our one right hand afterwards. Shoyehe nira lav kamasoi, so that it doesn't look like it's a burden to you, that the only way is you have to hold on to it both. So you hold on to one as though it's something which is an enjoyable task that you're fulfilling. Ubiyad yamin, it has to be in the right hand, shuha ikar vehachashav. And it should be in the right hand, which is the ikar hand, and the hand which shows chashivus. And then he continues and quotes the words of the Shla, which tells us the particular way in which he would hold the cup. The Shla says, Al pi hakabala, nachon shiamud hakos al kaf yamino, that he would, of course, hold it in his right hand, but he would put it in his palm, huetzbaos, and his fingers, you zekufin saviv, would be upward, surrounding the cup. And quoting the words of the Be'er Heitev, he supports this based on the pasuk about Paro. The pasuk says, "Etan es hakos al kaf Paro," which implies that the way that the cup or goblet was held was in the palm. And on this, the Pesukei Tshuvos continues and discusses this idea about the right hand versus the left hand. And he says, "Al pi hasod yesh hakbid bezeh harbe shotiga hasmol klal." That those who, of course, are righties, that hold the cup with their right hand, should be careful not to touch the cup at all with their left hand. Of course, this is after it was accepted with two, and now it's in your right hand. Lo bikos lo biyad yamino. Your left hand should not touch the right hand. Your left hand should not touch the cup. Kinos mizek koch lasitra de smol, and he gives a very specific reason as to why one should not do so. Verkach sarach lahachse kakos biyamino mitchilas birchas hamazon ad sofa ad shivarech. He says that a person should not put the cup down at all, but rather you should hold on to it from the beginning of the benching until the very end, until finally you say the bracha Brei Pri Gafen on it. However, we're familiar with many people that do not do so. There are many people that immediately after the bracha Atov HaMeitiv, after they finish that paragraph, namely Le'olam Al Yechasreinu, that they put down the kos. V'nos nim tam lozen. He gives a reason for this, brought down a nefesh chaya. The reason for this, which is interesting, the reason, he says, because, we actually discussed this a little bit a couple weeks ago, that when a person makes a Brei Pri Gafen in the middle of their meal, the question is, does that cover wine which would occur afterwards? And he says that there are poskim that, on the opinion, the ein sarach levarech shuv Brei Pri Gafen, that you would maybe not be required to make the Brei Pri Gafen again in the event that you would have made Brei Pri Gafen during this meal, or possibly during Kiddush. Kivan shedaitu Allah mikodem. Perhaps when you made that bracha the first time, your intention was on all wine, even the wine that you'll be drinking after the meal. Therefore, he says that what people would do is they would put their cup down is in order to remove yourself from any possible suffik. Dahavi kehesach hadas she'oz l'chol hadeis sarach avarach. That once you put your cup down, therefore it's like you've removed your mind from it, that you're no longer connected to the cup, and therefore you would have to say another bracha. So says, again, the Nefesh Chaya brings down the reason why some people put down a cup. Of course, one should do according to their minhag. We'll see one more halacha, and then we'll stop. The Shulchan Aruch continues and said that one of the other 10 things that one should do with the Kosher Bracha is magbiho miharkarka tefach, that it should be not right up against the, well, literally the ground, but rather it should be uplifted at least a tefach, a hand breath, which is about 4 inches. Imhu yoshev al gabi karka, if you're on the ground. Imhu meishe b'shulchan, which most people are eating at a table, magbihu miyal hashulchan tefach, that the cup should not be right on the table holding it like this, but rather it should be at least a tefach above the table. But no sin bo einav shlo yisich daito, a person should also gaze upon this cup so that they should not have should not lose or divert their attention from it. So the Mishnah Berurah says the reason why we lift up this cup, what's the difference holding it this way, having it on the ground, who cares? Why does that have to be a tefach above? What's the idea of that? So the Mishnah Berurah says, k'nei in order she'ei nira hakos l'chol ha'masubin, that everyone around, because you've lifted it up and everyone is now staring at what you're doing, therefore, they'll be able to stare and to focus on what you're doing. Based on the pasuk kos yeshuos esa, that's the reason why some lift it up. We'll conclude with one last idea with regard to lifting up this kos. We find that sometimes a kos has a stem. The question is, how high is necessary to lift this cup above the table? So it's brought down the Piskei Tshuvos as follows. V'im yesh, with kos basis o regel. Let's say that, again, you don't have just a regular cup, but it has a stem connected to it. So is it necessary that the cup must be a tefach all the way from the very bottom of the entire cup, which could be about this big? Or is it that it only counts from where the base kibble, where the wine is actually held? So he says as follows. He says, Shir ha-tefach mitachdas ha-base kibble shel ha-kos, v'lo mitachdas ha-regel. Just as long as the actual cup of wine, even though there's a stem below it, just as long as it's above the tefach, that is sufficient. So says the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo. V'yesh shehosifo od lomar, there are those that also add, shikishit kos al kafayad, oivihayad gamkin biklal tefach. In the event that you do not have the stem, you have a regular cup, let's say you're holding it as we saw in the Shlah, hold it in this way, it has to be a tefach, but this part of your hand, this small amount of your hand, is also part of the tefach. So it doesn't have to be a tefach from here to here, but rather this part is also included up to the cup.